Title: Clean Jungle Riser for Deep Jungle Atmosphere in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build a clean jungle riser that actually fits deep drum and bass, not the festival, ed damn siren thing. This is about pressure, tension, and atmosphere that feels like it's already living inside your mix. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices, and we'll build a 16-bar riser with 3 layers, an air and noise whoosh, a tonal pressure note, and an optional texture layer that gives it that jungle realism. Then we'll wrap it into a reusable rack vibe with macros, and we'll finish with a really pro pre-drop cut so your drop hits harder. Before we touch devices, set the context. Put your project around 170 to 175 BPM. For phrasing, we'll make a 16-bar build that lands into the drop at bar 17. That bar 17 drop phrasing is basically home base in jungle and DDNB. Create a new MIDI track and name it Riserack. This is going to be our noise layer first. Step 1. The noise or air layer using operator. Drop operator onto that MIDI track. In operator, go to oscillator and set the waveform to white noise. Then turn the filter on. Choose LP24. Start the filter frequency somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz. Keep resonance pretty smooth, like 10 to 20%. We're trying to avoid that whistly peak and go for controlled air. Now shape it with the amp envelope so it doesn't click, and it doesn't feel chopped. Set attack around 20 to 80 milliseconds. Decay can be at a couple seconds, say 2 to 6 seconds. Sustain can be all the way down or very low, and release around 1 to 3 seconds so it tails out naturally. Now draw one long MIDI note that lasts the full 16 bars. The pitch doesn't matter because it's noise, but the note needs to hold so the envelope stays consistent. Next, movement. After operator, add auto filter. Set auto filter to band pass 12. This is a classic jungle move because it creates that air tunnel effect. Start the frequency around 400 to 800 Hz, resonance around 20 to 35%, and drive just a touch, like 0 to 3 dB. Now automate. Go to arrangement view and automate auto filter's frequency to rise over the full 16 bars, ending somewhere like 6 to 10 kHz. And automate resonance so it slowly increases, especially in the last 4 bars. Think 20% up toward 45%. That gives you tightening pressure without screaming. Quick teacher note. Don't treat this like one giant straight ramp. Jungle tension often comes from microphrasing. So even if the filter is generally opening, add a couple little chapters. For example, a slight stall around bar 8, then a stronger push bars 13 to 15, and then a tiny recoil in the last half bar. That tiny recoil makes the final cut feel way more dramatic. Cool. Noise layer done. Now step 2, the tonal pressure note layer. This is the it's rising, but it's still deep component. Create a second MIDI track and name it Riser Tone. Add Wave Eatable. In Wave Eatable, set oscillator 1 to basic shapes and move the position near the sign to triangle zone. We want smooth, not buzzy. Set unison to 2 voices and keep the amount low, like 10 to 20%, just enough to feel alive. Turn on the filter in Wave Eatable. Choose LP24 again. Start the filter frequency around 150 to 300 Hz. Add resonance around 15 to 25%. Then add a little drive, like 2 to 5 dB, for presence without turning it into a lead. Now the key move. Pitch rise, but subtle. This is where deep jungle differs from big room risers. Automate transpose in Wave Eatable. Start at 0 semitones and end at plus 7 semitones, by bar 16 for a perfect fifth. That's usually the sweet spot for rollers. If you want it more dramatic, you can go to plus 12, but that's a different vibe, and it can start sounding more effect-wide than atmospheric. After Wave Eatable, add Chorus Ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz, amount 15 to 30%, width around 80 to 120%. Keep it controlled, because super wide tonal content can smear your drop. Then add saturator after that. Choose soft sign. Drive around 1 to 4 dB, and trim the output so you're not getting louder, you're getting thicker. That's a big concept. In good DNB builds, you're often increasing density and tension, not raw level. Optional advanced polish. If you want that tape-ish drift without turning it into detuned soup, put shifter on the tonal layer set for pitch shifting, not ring mod, and very slowly automate fine around plus or minus 3 to 8 cents over the 16 bars. It reads as instability, not chorus lead. Now step 3. The texture layer, optional but very jungle. Create an audio track called Riser Texture. Your source can be vinyl crackle, room tone, a field recording, or even a tiny slice of your break that you high pass and stretch. Load a sample into Simpler. Add auto filter and set it to HP24 around 400 to 800 Hz, so you're removing mud. Then add Redux very lightly. Downsample maybe 1.2 to 2.5, bits 10 to 12, and keep dry slash wet in the 5 to 15% zone. This is not about sounding lo-fi, it's about movement and grit that feels like the system is waking up. If you like, automate Redux dry slash wet to creep up in the last few bars. Now we're going to group everything and make it controllable. Select your riser tracks, the noise, the tone, and the texture if you used it, and group them with controller command G. This is now your riser group. On the group, add an audio effect rack. We're going to map macro so you can reuse this in other projects and keep the vibe consistent. Macro 1. Brightness. Map it to the noise auto filter frequency and the tone waveable filter frequency. Set the ranges so the noise opens much more than the tone. For example, noise from 500 Hz up to 10 kHz, but tone from 200 Hz to maybe 2.5 kHz. That way the riser gets brighter without the tonal part turning into a lead line. Macro 2. Pressure, meaning resonance. Map it to resonance on the noise auto filter, and the tone filter resonance if you want. Keep your maximum under about 55%, because above that you can get whistling peaks that fight your hats and rides and make your mix feel harsh. Macro 3. Rise pitch. Map it to waveable transpose 0 to plus 7 semitones. If your track wants a bigger lift, map it to plus 12, but try plus 7 first. It stays deep. Macro 4. Space. Add reverb on the group. You can use standard reverb or hybrid reverb if you want more realism. Set size around 70 to 120, decay around 4 to 9 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, low cut around 250 to 500 Hz, and high cut around 7 to 12 kHz. Then map macro 4 to dry slash wet from about 5% up to around 22%. That range keeps it controlled, because DNB drops need clarity. If you use hybrid reverb, here's a really clean trick. Keep a little convolution in there, like 3 to 10% wet, just for early reflections, and let the algorithmic part do the longer tail. That space stamp helps the riser blend into pads and ambience like it belongs. Macro 5. Width. Add utility on the group, and map width from around 80% to 140%. But here's the important discipline move. Plan to pull width back toward 100% right before the drop. Mono compatibility and punch. Wide builds, centered drops, bigger impact. Now let's do mix discipline, because this is where clean jungle actually happens. Choose your ceiling early. Aim for the riser group to peak around minus 12 to minus 8 dBFS before any final limiting on your master. If your riser is slamming the bus, it'll make your drop feel smaller, not bigger. Put an EQ8 last on the riser group. Do too fast. Powerful moves. First, a high-pass filter, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 250 to 450 Hz. Choose the spot based on your tune, but the goal is simple. The riser should not live where your bass and low drums live. Second, if your hats and rides are busy, add a gentle bell dip around 3 to 5 kHz, maybe minus 1 to minus 3 dB. That makes the riser sit behind the drums instead of sounding pasted on top. Extra clean width tip. Set EQ8 to M/S mode on the riser group. High pass the side somewhere around 600 to 1.2 kHz. That means width lives mostly in the air, while the mid can keep a bit more body. It's one of those sounds pro, but you barely hear it working moves. Now we get to the pro moment, the clean pre-drop cut. In the last eighth to quarter bar before the drop, create a controlled vacuum. Automate utility gain for a quick dip. You can go fully to minus infinity for a tiny moment, or just dip to minus 6 dB for a gentler suck out. At the same time, do a quick reverb bloom, like a little bump in dry slash wet, and then cut it dead right before the drop. Optionally, do a very fast high pass sweep at the end, up to 2 to 5 kHz, just for the final beat, so the riser loses its body and creates anticipation. This is the main reason your drop will feel heavier without you turning anything up. You're creating contrast, and contrast is loudness. Arrangement suggestion, DNB native, bars 1 to 8, keep it mostly air. Noise layer low and subtle. Bars 9 to 12, bring the tone in quietly. Bars 13 to 16, increase pressure and space, and let the texture become audible. Then the last beat, vacuum and cut, and let the drop own the spectrum. One more arrangement upgrade. In the last beat, slightly tame the riser's top end so the first crash or ride transient in the drop feels like it takes over. That handoff is sneaky, but it makes the drop feel like it arrived with authority. If your noise gets spiky near the end, a great cleanup is drum bus after the noise chain with transients turned down, like minus 5 to minus 15, boom off, and drive minimal. It smooths his spikes without dulling the whole thing. If the very top gets too sharp, de-ess it like a vocal. Use multiband dynamics. Focus on the high band with a crossover around 6 to 8 kHz and compress only when the highs spike a few dB. Cleaner than just low-passing everything. Now, once your macros and automation feel right, render earlier than you think. Freeze and flatten the riser group and do final edits in audio. Tight mutes, reversing the reverb tail, adding a one-beat stutter. All of that is faster and more musical when you're looking at a waveform. Quick common mistakes to avoid as you test this into your drop. Too much resonance causing whistles, too much width in the low mids smearing the mix, too much reverb masking the first kick and snare, an extreme pitch rise that turns at EDM, and not high passing so it muddies the 100 to 300 Hz area. Mini practice to lock it in, make an 8-bar version with only 2 layers, operator noise and wave-eatable tone. Use exactly 3 automations, filter opening, pitch rise capped at plus 7, and a reverb bump then cut. Print it to audio. High pass at 200 to 400 and put a limiter with a ceiling around minus 0.8 just catching peaks. The goal is deep and clean, not loud. And that's it. You've got a reusable, mix-friendly jungle riser that builds pressure, stays out of your bass, and sets up a drop properly. If you tell me the key of your tune and whether your drop is more clean roller or grimy break pressure, I can suggest the best interval choice for the tone layer and exactly where in the 16 bars to introduce it for maximum tension.